prayer. And some people find it hard to believe that they're in the existence of God. Well, as I often say now, to me it's like the opposite. If I look at everything from my little tiny point of view here, thinking of a person that we call God, Almighty, All-Knowing, and all that, who is everything, may sound supernatural and fantastic, of course. But think about it. If we look at the entire existence, being God is the most normal and natural thing to be. Because God is everything. God is the main person here, right? But we tend to think that, well, I am the main person here. So however things look from my point of view, that's reality. But that's part of what we need to do to widen our view and understanding and reach enlightenment, as we call it. Look at it from a higher point of view. Being God is the most normal thing there is. God is the most normal person there is. And we are little rays of God, little particles of God, little sparks of God, parts of God. So we are secondary. And then, well, if you're God, and if you're Krishna, whatever you want to call God, yes, I can do anything I want. I can fulfill all my desires. I can create worlds, anything I like. And I can play around in all of this. I know past, present, and future, but still I can play around with it. Not know if I don't want to. I mean, and the thing is that when we start looking there, then we see that and just as it is stated, for instance, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, these old scriptures of wisdom, we can understand the gold mine by studying a little piece of gold, and we are qualitatively same as God, but quantitatively small, very small. Which means that we see the qualities in nature, even the beauty of God, here in a little form, little quantity, so to speak, in each other and ourselves. We who live, I mean, we're quite fantastic anyway, right? And, well, as far as our powers and abilities to fulfill all our desires, that's pretty much what this world is about. Us trying to fulfill our desires, and works fairly well. But again, if our desires correspond to reality, then it will all work out in real life. If not, then it's more like a dream. After a while, we realize, oops, that wasn't it. But there is a real, eternal, actual reality here. that we belong to as parts of God. And, well, we may think, why? And this is strange that this all exists and we all exist. But we do, right? So let's enjoy life, because that's... And that's the nice thing with it. That's what this whole existence is about. Being happy and loving and doing cool things together or ourselves, whatever.